Hi, Abraham. First of all, I want to thank you very, very much for your teachings. I've been exposed to them for 2 years, and I'm just blown away by the brilliance and the insight that you have, and thank you for sharing that with me. I'm a businessman. I run a biofuel business, and one thing that I've noticed over the last maybe 10 years is that there seems to be like a glass ceiling. The business is new, and we move fuel all over North America. And one thing that I notice is that when we do something new and great, it's like we lose something. And so there seems to be this balance that I can never push through. When something gets lost in the business, I feel fear, I feel disappointment. I go through the whole range of negative emotions. And
for example, losing something.
Losing a deal that may be bringing revenue into the company. It makes me feel that maybe I can't support my employees. Maybe eventually I would lose the company, which is kind of crazy since I've run it for 16 years. And yet I still feel, get those thoughts.
Well, no one likes to see evidence of things going opposite of the way you want them to go. In other words, you will never be able to look at something that you don't want and feel positive emotion. But the tendency is to then believe that, well, if I can't look at something that I don't want without feeling negative emotion, then somehow I have to control the conditions so that there aren't any things that I don't want to look at. And we say, or you could just not look at it. You say, oh, that's novel. Just not look at it, and I would feel better if I just don't look at it. We say, yes, you would feel better if you just don't look at what's opposite of what you want. And then people say, well, shouldn't I face reality? Don't I have some responsibility to look at what I want as well at what I don't want? And we say, well, it is the synthesizing process that helps you to determine what you want, but once you've given birth to your idea of what you want, the source energy part of you gives its undivided attention toward what is wanted and never turns and looks at what is not wanted. So it's logical that when you do turn and look at the opposite of what you want, that you would feel negative emotion. That's your guidance saying, look over here instead. Let's talk about something specific. Lay your question out again, too, if you would.
It seems to me that there's a balance in the business, a ceiling that I can't push through. It's when something's gained, something's lost. I mean, the business does well. I do well. I'm trying to cultivate abundance in every aspect of my life. But since I'm a businessman, most of what I think about gets manifested in the business world. I'd like to know what I'm doing to make it seem in my life as if when I'm about to achieve something, it may fall apart. We'll be moving biofuel in New York State, a beautiful deal, and all of a sudden something will happen and it will stop. And then again, then something amazing will happen and something new will grow up. But I want to build something amazing. I want to build something fantastic in an industry that's growing, and I can't do that without cultivating the abundance, meaning financial abundance, in the business so I can hire the brilliant people so that I can build something truly amazing. I feel a bit stuck.
As we listen to you and as we ask you to tell the story again and again, and each time you tell it, you talk optimistically and pessimistically. You talk about things going well and you talk about things not going well. And we want you to begin to notice that there is an absolute correlation between the way you see it and the way it unfolds. And so we could pronounce to you, and you would know it without our pronouncement, that you are more optimistic than you are pessimistic, and that you are more expecting it to go well than you're expecting it not to go well, and that's the reason it's going that way. But it feels to you that it could tip either way, and the reason that it could tip either way is because you have quite a few active thoughts of what you want, and you have quite a few active thoughts of what you don't want. And we know it's the argument that we get from almost all of our human friends who say, but Abraham, I'm here facing the reality of my life experience, and it's hard not to have knee-jerk responses to reality. And we say, we know it's hard not to have knee-jerk responses. our message, the one that we've been speaking all day here today and beyond, is about letting your knee-jerk responses just start leaning in a slightly more positive way than a slightly negative way. In other words, you cannot single-handedly change the whole industry relative to fuel. There are a lot of people who have much to gain by keeping things the way they are, but there has never been a time on this planet ever where the energy was stronger in asking for alternative resources. Now, if you were to say, well, are 90% of them on my side? We would say no. If you say, well, are at least half of them pulling in this direction? We say, it might be that. It doesn't matter how many there are. All of the people around the world that are becoming aware of the discomfort of their expectation and need for all of that foreign oil, all of that is causing desire that is shooting out of them like rockets, that is blending over there in vibrational escrow with what you've got going on. In other words, this is a very good time to be in the business that you are in. And so what we're wanting you to begin acknowledging is that if there was ever a time for your expectation to begin paying off, now is that time. Humans have this thing going on, and sometimes you describe it as waiting for the other shoe to drop. And it goes something like, do I dare expect something truly wonderful to happen for me? Do I dare be so bold as to coax myself up into powerful expectations when my past experience has shown me that another shoe is going to drop and that I'm going to be disappointed? And we say, it's the whole point of everything that we teach. We so want you to understand that the things that actualize around you in terms of people, in terms of employees, in terms of sales, in terms of economics, in terms of the personal economics of your business, or even the greater economics of your nation or the global economy, all of those things are revolving around the direction of your thought and only the direction of your thought. So when you said, I have a very good business, which was really a downstream statement, and then you said something like, and I have a lot of responsibility to the people who are working with me, which was a sort of upstream statement. You could tell by the way it felt. We know you're hearing it already, but what we want you to leave here determined about is that we don't want a condition to break loose and then do you to have a feeling of relief in response to it. We don't want something to go wrong and then you have a feeling of sadness or fear in response to it. We want you to decide that you are going to direct the thoughts in order to induce the feeling response. In other words, you are the maker of the feeling of relief. You're no longer asking for the economy to be the maker of the feeling of relief or somebody to buy your product and that to be the maker of your feeling of relief. You're going to start counting on something that you can count on, which is your ability to direct yourself slightly downstream instead of slightly upstream. You're going to start pointing yourself deliberately downstream in order to induce relief, because someone who can irrationally induce relief will always have outrageous success.
Thank you. Thank you.
We want you to be irrational in your willingness to produce personal relief in your belly. And as you do that, that means you will consistently be releasing resistance, which means all that time that you've been living all that stuff, you're not the only one that has put this magnificent business out there in your vibrational future. Billions of people around the planet have put this magnificent business out there in the future of so many of you, you see. Don't use your rationale to line up with it. Use the power of your ability to direct your thought. You line up with your dreams about this, and the universe will find a way to carve out a niche for you. And anybody standing back and watching you will say, it is amazing what's going on with you. This doesn't happen to anyone. And we say, happens to everyone who is irrationally able to induce their own relief.
I like that. Thank you very, very much.